Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world. Yep, it's me, the Captain, Matt Bruce. I am back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am broadcasting on this beautiful Wednesday morning from our flagship radio station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the network, around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out also goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers. That goes for our FedEx and UPS drivers, as well as the bulk mail center haulers, and Felix and company, John and Joe. We appreciate all you guys as suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel. Remember, get your fuel now. It's going to go up. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, you can find our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we have, first of all, our good friend Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Thank you very much for sticking around and helping out. I really appreciate you. But it's my honor and privilege to be able to bring another voice into the mix here, and it's our yeoman and hard-working gal when it comes to intelligence and stuff, otherwise known as Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Good morning.
Hey, welcome back. We're so pleased. We're so happy for you.
It's a miracle, my friend. It's a miracle. And I don't forget, and I don't take these things lightly. Listen, let's all say the pledge together, so are you ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Salute the flag with that and say, God bless America. Well, Kyle, you got a question you want to ask Denise right away, so have at it.
That's right. Thank you, Captain, and good morning once again, Denise. And Denise Simon, of course, FoundersCo.com. And, you know, I came across this particular story that senior U.S. and Chinese diplomats, that they're holding what they call candid talks to try to take care of some of this escalation of tensions. And you and I have been talking about these tensions now going on several days. Is it going to get better? Is there a way out of this, or do you see it continuing to just go up?
I think the tensions will stay. The previous couple of encounters with Chinese Communist Party officials have actually been lower-level people on our side. Tony Blinken has yet to, reschedule his trip and head over there. I think he's in Saudi Arabia now. But I will tell you that it appears to me like we're groveling.
Right.
You know, the Chinese Communist Party and the things that they're doing, not just to the United States, and there are plenty of them, and I would imagine what we know could probably be doubled or tripled on things that we don't know that the Chinese Communist Party is doing to the United States and to the West. So I think the condition is actually much worse than we know. Having said that, I don't see anybody, any officials, certainly coming out of the White House or the National Security Council, that have any kind of a plan to deal with China. And China's always worried about its reputation, and because, I mean, that's precisely why they had these police stations all over the world, not just the United States. And as a consequence, I think there ought to be a propaganda war by the United States. And when I mean propaganda, I mean, you know, truth about what China is about. And right. I think that we should be mobilizing our allies and friends, whoever they may be here at this point, to do the same. Because I think at this point we really need to knock the Beijing off its perch.
All right. Very interesting indeed. Yeah, go ahead, Captain.
I got a question. It's kind of simple, real quick. There's a TIPP poll where 2-1 the voters want U.S. troops to fight the Mexican drug cartels along the border. Now, I don't think that's ever going to happen because Mexico's not going to let us in.
Well, no, they're not. And we don't have to get into any kind of a ground war with the cartels. You know, the president and the officials in the Mexican government have been forced to side with, and in some cases advocate, if you will, for the cartels, mostly because they're so deadly. And the cartels pay government officials, including the Mexican police, Mexican military, for favors, and they get them. So the big thing is, and we have the abilities to do it, and it blows my mind, that we're not freezing Mexican cartels' bank accounts. You know, we did it with a whole bunch of Russian oligarchs now, didn't we?
Did we? We did.
So we're not doing anything.
All right, hold that thought, Denise and Kyle. We'll be right back with more folks here on the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Well, I'm not going to take it away because Kyle and I are tag teaming Denise. It's kind of unfair, I know, but somebody had to do it. No, Kyle has got some questions prepared for Denise, so Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you very much, Captain, and welcome back, Denise, to the program. Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com. Something else on the international stage, Denise, this morning, and that is the U.S. now is imposing sanctions. They did it on Tuesday on more than a dozen people and entities in China, also Iran, Hong Kong, and Iran's defense attaché in Beijing, talking about the idea of getting parts and technology for Iran's ballistic missile developments. This according to Reuters. So what do you think's going on there, and is that going to have impact? And this has to do with that hypersonic ballistic missile, I think.
Well, it not only has to do with that, but the fact that Russia, through the and with cooperation from China, have been providing weapons, and we can never know because you can't get decent answers out of this administration. But they have been providing weapons to Russia to prosecute the war in Ukraine. And I've said often that Ukraine is not just fighting against Russia. They're, you know, North Korea's got a hand in this. Iran's got a hand in this. China's clearly got a hand in it. And so when there are sanctions like this, a lot of work has to be done for evidence of what these countries are doing. And that evidence includes not only locations, but it includes companies, names of people in the companies. It includes transport and those kinds of things. So it's really about time. You know, this administration is pretty slow, but yes, they do a lot of work before sanctions even happen. So I'm fine with that. But, the truth is we can't end this conflict with just sanctions. There have to be some real offensive measures. And this administration doesn't look like they want to take any kind of offensive measures other than imposing sanctions. We have something in the Pentagon. They're war gamers or war planners. They're conflict experts. For instance, this huge dam on the Dnipro River blew up, and it's flooding. I'm watching animals dying, and people are trying to rescue animals, and I mean not only personal pets but livestock. Businesses, evacuations are happening, everything else. That's against all laws of war. And what are the consequences? So I wouldn't necessarily go after Russia here at this point. I would go after his Praetorian Guard, Putin's Praetorian Guard in all of this, and that includes China and Iran. And we should be shaming them for being part of a humanitarian crisis.
Well, we talked about, and I think you're exactly right about that, Denise, and this dam, coming down. Of course, each side is blaming the other. But when it comes to this hypersonic missile for Iran trying to develop this, is this purely for Iran to shoot at Tel Aviv, not trying to be funny, or is it for them to also provide to, say, North Korea, other actors in this case?
Well, I can tell you that there is always collaboration between Iran and North Korea. There's never a time that there isn't that kind of collaboration. And why is that collaboration? Because North Korea is such, a dark country, such a dark society, if you will. They can hide an awful lot of things, and they do. The other piece is, it's gone very much unnoticed, is there is a nuclear weapons, it appears to be a nuclear weapons facility that is deeper underground than we've ever thought before in Iran. And Iran says even the United States' best bunker busters can't reach it. The only way we can reach it is you use this bunker buster one on top of the other, so it keeps going deeper and deeper. But my sense is that the hypersonic missiles are there to kind of beat the air defenses, and not only ours, but any of those in the Middle East, including Israel and Saudi Arabia, which I would argue may be part and parcel of the reason that Tony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that. But Lloyd Austin ought to be there, too.
I think you're right. But when it comes to these hypersonic missiles, you were talking about going up against the air defenses. Is there anything that we know of right now that is a defense against the hypersonic missile itself?
I think we have some abilities in space. But I don't know that for sure because I don't know everything about this hypersonic missile except that it travels at 15 times the speed of sound.
And you don't see it coming. Yeah, you're right. I think you start getting into like SDI type stuff.
Correct.
And that's that, some kind of far advanced, system that may still not be completely known at this point.
Well, they actually named the missile Fatah, which means conqueror in Farsi. So that ought to be the first reason to raise an eyebrow. The second thing is where did this technology come from? Well, they have, they call it their Revolutionary Guard Aerospace Program. And, we have to learn some things like its range. And how far is that? Well, it's alleged to be somewhere around 900 miles. So that is actually a mid-range ballistic missile system, a hypersonic missile system. But I think, you know, we have the abilities to see what is really happening there, and we're not being told all the ins and outs. You know, they don't want to reveal sources and methods. But, yeah, so I don't think that our Patriot missile system can deal with this, so we would have to up the game to something else in the SDI realm.
So it seems to me that obviously preventing something like this, you know, destroying their capability or setting them back, whether that be using a computer virus or other kinds of intrigue or, you know, heck, sending in some kind of team to literally destroy this stuff, it seems like everything would be on the table, because you can't have the possibility of a nuclear-tipped hypersonic missile. This is just not acceptable.
Well, during the Trump administration, there was an assassination of Moshe Fakhrizadeh Mahabadi. Now, who was that? Well, he was the top nuclear scientist who had many passports, if you will. He was been sanctioned. He was not allowed to travel outside of Iran, and he did often. Where? Well, to China and to North Korea. So that tells you that we have the abilities. Now, we don't know who necessarily assassinated Fakhrizadeh Mahabadi, but we have the abilities to know where these people are. So I would say the same thing when it comes to hypersonic missile systems, not only in Iran, but anyplace else, including, because remember, Russia introduced theirs not too long ago as well. So we're in a very – I never do the right questions get asked to the Pentagon, much less to Admiral Kirby. And even if you did ask the right questions, he isn't going to answer them. I listened to a press briefing yesterday, and without me knowing any tip sheets or having access to classified material, I could have given better answers just in open source than
I'm sure that
Admiral
you could.
I
would tune in and watch that. Yeah, I would tune in and watch that, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, well, we've reached the end of the segment, Denise, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. I'll be around.
Welcome back. Yay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and I appreciate all the thoughts and prayers from everybody.
Bye.
Take care, my kid. Take care. All right, that's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren will be back with me. We're going to do the military segment the way we normally do. So you're going to hear some things going on about what's going on. Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, I'll be right back with more coming right back.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Police in Virginia say two people are dead after a shooting that followed a high school graduation.
Tragically, two of our life-threatening victims have passed away. We still have the same amount of seven total gunshot wound victims.
It happened Tuesday near the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Several others were injured in the panic that followed, including a nine-year-old who was struck by a car. Authorities plan to seek murder charges against a 19-year-old suspect. One other person was taken into custody initially, but police don't believe they were directly involved. Roberts. There continues to be many questions when it comes to the deaths of 12 horses at Churchill Downs since April. Necropsies on three of the horses have been completed, with results released Monday by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. There were no questionable pre-race issues or illegal drugs found that would point to a cause of death. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And I'll tell you what, the National Aviation Academy brings you our military and veterans news segment. Got some interesting things to talk about this morning, as well as the fact I want to give a couple of shouts out here. I just got an email from a couple of friends of the show, and one of them, of course, is a good friend up there in the Delmarva area of the country, known as Walt Palmer. Now, Walt Palmer is the gentleman that operates the radio stations that are right there in the Delmarva area, FM 92.7, FM 98.5, WGMD. We're very happy, very pleased, and honored to be heard in that section of the country, which obviously gives us the Washington, D.C. rural area, and up through Delaware and up through parts of Maryland. So we appreciate you, Walt. Thanks for the words of encouragement. I really like it. And, of course, our pal down in Fort Lauderdale, old Fred, Mr. Fred. And he chimed in and said, great to hear me back and all that. And I really appreciate that, Fred. Now, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Now, let me bring Kyle in. So, Kyle, we talked about the Ukraine and that dam.
We sure did, yes.
What's the story there?
Well, we understand right now, Captain, that there are tens of thousands of people. They're at risk because that this dam has collapsed or been destroyed, otherwise destroyed. So that is a big deal. And as we were talking about with Denise, you know, they're both sides are assigning blame. Moscow and, of course, in Kyiv, they're both blaming one another. Right now, we can't tell, you know, what exactly happened, but they're terming it, of course, both Russian and Ukraine folks are calling this an ecological disaster and or a terrorist act. But certainly you've got people downstream that are doing everything they can in order to try to get out of harm's way.
Now, I hear you, but I also heard Denise talk about she felt that some of the Russian mercenaries, I guess, well, for lack of better words, were responsible for this.
Well, that's right. Again, we're trying to reconcile these claims that are going on, and I think they'll have a better understanding once they get more facts about this. But this was the dam break that a lot of people were fearing was coming along in this whole conflict, and certainly ups the ante in this war.
Normandy D-Day was yesterday. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, Captain, to think about the soldiers that went aboard the amphibious landing craft, and this was really when I was talking with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright about D-Day just a day or so ago, I think it was just yesterday, the notion to me of the bravery and the just whatever it took to get on those amphibious landing craft and then go to the beach and see the devastation that was already occurring, and the big door drops down, and they all start going out to, you know, to keep the invasion going. That kind of bravery just absolutely overwhelms me, to think that people would love their country so much that they lay down their life for it in the way that they did. The idea, of course, that this was a turning point in Earth history, that is for sure. The war could have gone a much different way. This was not a Hail Mary, but it was a major operation that if it was not successful, it could have been a very, very devastating blow for freedom and liberty on planet Earth.
Now, it's entirely possible the United States Air Force is going to pay a huge retention bonus for keeping pilots in the Air Force. We're talking about as much as $50,000 bonus on an annual basis if all they do is serve their career in the Air Force.
Well, it's very interesting. I'm sure that has to do with the notion of trying to, number one, recruit new pilots and then train them and get them the experience that they need, especially if there is any kind of conflict that could be coming around the bend, say because China invades Taiwan or because some other issue occurs somewhere else around the world or against us existentially. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised that they would do such a thing.
Now, the Air Force released a initial report on that plane that they had to chase down the other day, remember, that crashed?
Right, the Cessna Citation, yes.
Yeah, it's reported that the military fighter jets observed the pilot slumped over the wheel.
Yes, and again, you know, the NTSB will be able to piece together what happened. If that was the case, you know, there were other people on board, and I don't think there was any further radio contact, but it could serve that theory right now that there could have been a depressurization of the aircraft, which could have led to hypoxia, which might have led to them becoming unconscious, and unfortunately, of course, leading to the crash.
Yeah, it was a very unfortunate thing. Do we have any names yet?
I know that I believe the family's name was Rumpel, if I recall correctly. It ties back to a motor car company that's based in Florida, in Melbourne, I believe. And unfortunately, I think the owner of that company, I believe it was his daughter, a granddaughter, I believe, on board along with the pilot and one other person. They were returning back after an event in the southern part of the United States, heading back up to I believe New York, if I recall correctly. Yes, very, very sad.
Now, the NATO organization is working very hard in the Baltic, despite the adaptations made to the Russian threat. U.S. admirals reporting that every time they seem to get something organized and taken care of, that the Russians step their game up a little bit, and the NATO has to go back in and do something different.
Very interesting indeed. Well, you know, this is a very dangerous game that's being played. There's some very dangerous gambits going on. Certainly Russia is going to be looking for every advantage, and they're not backing down. They're not giving up. And that does not bode well, of course, because this whole conflict seems to be continuing on with no real end in sight.
Now, there's something interesting going on here right now with Russia. They're going to face the UN court and Ukraine over the downing of flight MH17. Do you remember that back in 2014?
Yeah, just a little bit, unfortunately, but yes, certainly. Now, this had to do, I think, with they believe that it was in a combat area or some such thing.
It was
thing.
A Malaysian Airlines flight with all 298 passengers aboard and crew that was taken down over questionable airspace, but they didn't warn them, they didn't nothing, and boom, right. Down they went.
Right, then they by a SAM attack or some such thing there,
correct.
Where they just took it out, and right, well, of course, that seems like an atrocity, doesn't it? The Russians can make all the claims they want, but what exactly happened, and who's responsible, and who's going to pay the price for this? This was completely unacceptable on every level.
Now, Mark Milley, who is the general chairman of the Joint Chiefs, still. For a few more days anyway, said that it was absolutely the right thing to do to cancel the drag show that was going to be held on an Air Force base.
Well, you know,
tell me something I don't know.
Well, right. Well, the idea, of course, is that, you know, does this stuff really belong, you know, on U.S. military bases and this kind of thing? You know, we've got USO that goes in and does shows for the troops and so forth. I actually was involved in the USO many, many, many years ago. But it's, you know, again, what's happening is that you get these very politically divisive things happening. It's not entertainment that everybody could enjoy or everybody could kind of have a good time with, as opposed to something that's divisive right now.
All right, hold that thought. Kyle and I will be right back, and we should have Chris Markowski calling in, and we will have our business news report with Chris Markowski. Always a plethora of information. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Wow, thank you very much, Chris Markowski, and that's a great welcome back. Anytime I can have my good friend of 20-plus years bring me in like that. By the way, this portion of my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is being brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Check them out. You can see them up at North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Nissan dealership. Or you can go to mossacura.com, mossacura.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get some tremendous discounts and savings. All right. Here we go, over to the guest line, and first of all, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you, and I'm hanging in there. This is my first full day back on the radio again. It's been a work in progress, but it is what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, and we're all thrilled. Everybody's been praying for you. Can't wait to get you back there on the air. I mean, Kyle did a great job, but the captain's the captain. Is what it is.
Yeah, and I got Kyle on the line because I've got him tagging along with me tonight just to make sure. So, Kyle, you there?
Yes. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
All right. Now, I want to read a letter that just came in because we've got – oh, it's an email. Sorry. But we've got a lot of people that are chiming in, and I appreciate – and I'm going to – after the show – I'm going to make a concerted effort to go back and send the best wishes and all that back to all these people that are contacting me because I'm being inundated with messages, as you might expect. This is from Jeanette in Colorado. You've talked to her before, remember, Kyle?
Yes.
She says, "Hi, Captain. Welcome back. Fear not that I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. And boy, I believe that stronger now than I ever did, because this is nothing short of a miracle from where I'm sitting. And I just thank everybody, everybody that supported me along the way, my travel to get back to this. But Chris, money wise, I don't even know what to say anymore about the economy, let alone anything else. What on earth? When are we going to get some common sense into this mess?
Well, what exactly are you doing? The debt ceiling or...
Name the subject. Nobody seems to have a grip.
Well, listen, you know, I know that there was a bit of a revolt by Republicans yesterday on the House floor. I guess they're upset with McCarthy and, you know, trying to, get them, you know, upset in regards to imperial speakership. But I don't really know what McCarthy could have done. I think what needs to happen right now, we want to get inflation down. You want to get the economy back on track. Be sick and tired of seeing, you know, I actually looked yesterday as a joke. I said, I'm curious what a family car would cost nowadays. I looked up because I used to have one. I used to have a minivan back when the kids were younger, many, many moons ago. And you're over $40,000 for a minivan.
Yeah.
And you know, all of these things are due to regulations, and it's all because of this green stuff and the forcing of the electric cars. And you know, it's one thing after another, and Americans are feeling it. It's hard. It gets getting harder and harder for people to get ahead and put money away and build wealth. All of your wealth is going to all of these government initiatives, and people feel like it's frustrating. I know. When you feel like you're on a hamster wheel and you can't get off and you can't get ahead, mm-hmm. and you know, this is all out of Washington, and it stinks. It does, but elections have consequences. They do. We got to put people into positions of power that are going to actually do something about this and get rid of this stuff and all of this nonsense that's making it so expensive to live here in the United States.
Well, I agree with you totally, totally. Kyle, what do you think?
No, I appreciate very much what Chris is talking about. And, you know, Chris, I saw earlier that a person by the name of Jeffrey Kleintop from Charles Schwab says that the U.S. is now in what he calls a cardboard box recession. And by that, he means that there's a falling demand for cardboard boxes right now, which he says has preceded recessions in the past. I suppose that that means that we're seeing pullbacks perhaps in spending or ordering. And that in and of itself could help inflation because spending would go down, I would suppose. And that means prices would have to drop to try to get that spending back. What do you think?
Well, again, you know, that's the consumer nature of our economy, but a lot of the companies have already been warning that the consumer's slowly but surely starting to pull back to some degree as, you know, some of the COVID handouts are going away. Not to mention the fact, you know, the kids are going to have to start paying back their student loans. So that's going to be taking money that they had before that, you know, that they were buying stuff with that they have to start paying back the government. It's about $5 billion a month, give or take. So, you know, again, you know, you take a look at that, you know, the idea that all of this stimulus here, which is inflationary, consumers got to come back down. You also have the issue that, and it's a good problem to have, is the fact that the labor market is still strong. People can have jobs. You know, there's so many disconnects in the economy due to government intervention. And this is what happens. It's kind of messing with Mother Nature. And when the government starts messing around with Mother Nature, you come up with problems. Problems in a free market economy will fix themselves automatically. And that's what we need. We need the government to step away. We need interest rates to float freely, and we'll be back to a better place. But, you know, we got an issue right now that not many people are really talking about. Government's got to go out and borrow $1 trillion. $1 trillion, because, again, they didn't raise the debt ceiling until now, and they haven't been issuing bonds. So interest rates could shoot up much higher. But we're talking above 6%, which would put mortgage rates up probably up close to 7.5-8%, which is going to do some damage in of itself. But, you know, the government's got to go out and they got to borrow all of this money. And they raised the debt ceiling. Now they got to go out and borrow it.
Hey, Chris, what would you say if I told you the PGA and the Saudi-backed rival LIV European Tour are going to merge? Good idea, bad idea?
I listen, it's about money. It's pure and simple. It's about money. The Saudis, and this is kind of put this in perspective. What they're trying to do is they're trying to change their entire economy, and they're making massive investments. You see some of the cities that they want to put up and the things they want to do. It's become a very, you know, popular destination. The UAE, which is not Saudi Arabia, there, but they want to become more like the UAE, slowly but surely. And again, it's going to take time for them to do that, but they haven't really gotten a ton of outside investment. And that's what they want to get. They want to attract outside investment within the kingdom. Now, again, they've got a money faucet. We all know this. I mean, it's one of the wealthiest, some of the wealthiest countries in the world, because they just open up a spigot and money pours out. And that's because of fossil fuels. Now, they're trying to change the perception of that country via sports, which they've been investing in heavily. I don't know if people are aware of this. One of he's getting older now, but one of the best soccer players ever, Lionel Messi from Argentina, he plays in Europe. They want to pay him. He's at the tail end of his career. He's 35 years old. They're thinking about paying him $400 million a year.
Good Lord.
Saudi Arabia. That's more than the entire New York Mets payroll, which is the highest in all of Major League Baseball. They already have Ronaldo playing over there. They want all of this attention being played because they want to improve the perception of the country, and they have the money to do it. I mean, you think about that for a second, $400 million a year for one player. Now they want, you know, with golf is another way of them getting involved in this and changing the perception, and they've got the funds, that's for sure. They basically, you know, and the power too. They, you know, back down OPEC, you know, here, a million less barrels a day, that they're going to be pumping out and, you know, changing the dynamics of oil.
Kyle, we've got about a minute left. Got another question?
Yes, Chris. And, of course, you know, you mentioned about, you know, looking for a family minivan, you know, and it's going to be upwards of $40,000. Well, you know, on a sort of smaller scale, it's hard to take your family out for dinner these days because the prices have gone so high at restaurants. And it's got to have some impact on how people perceive how much money they have and they're just not going to go out and spend, even on some little things comparatively.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, the funny thing is that for a while, it almost didn't make a difference whether you went to the grocery store or you went out to eat because the grocery prices were so high. And slowly we're starting to see that recede a little bit. We don't have the major issue with eggs like we had before, even though meat prices are still high. But, yeah, I mean, it's expensive. You're going out to eat. There's no doubt about it. I mean, every single time you go, it's almost – used to be like, oh, you know, $40, $50 a person out for dinner. Now it's almost close to $80 to $100.
All right, Mr. Chris, I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. You have yourself a great day, and thanks for being there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go over there, check it out. Kyle, you hang in there. We've got Mark Walters from Hard America Radio coming in here. We're going to talk to him about whatever it was that took place in Richmond, Virginia. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.